Nationwide, we bring you latest current issues, discussions and information. Nationwide on Radio Miraya.
Hello, good evening to you listening to Nationwide. My name is Sunny Martin. We're coming to you live from Juba this evening. Today we are going to be looking at two very important issues that is happening in our country right now. We will be looking at the Tumaini Peace Initiative that resumed yesterday in the Kenyan capital, Nairobi. And also we shall be talking to the Civil Society Alliance of South Sudan chairperson, who is going to be analyzing for us the initiative as it resumes in Nairobi, and also his comment or take opinion on the recent demonstration that happened across the country, where some lives were lost according to the police and the properties were vandalized. So this evening I am joined by the chairperson of South Sudan Civil Society Alliance, Coach Ajang. Good evening, and I should say maybe Happy New Year. It has been a long time since you are here.
Thank you for having me.
Okay, first of all, like I said, so many has been happening. Let's begin right away with the protest that happened here last week, and it led to the government declaring a curfew that begins at 6 p.m. and ends at 6 a.m. in the morning. And this has led to loss of life. According to the police, 16 people have been killed in some parts of the country. That's according to the police spokesperson. He sent for us the message. First of all, what is your take as the chairperson of South Sudan Civil Society Alliance?
First of all, that incident came as a result of the innocent life, the loss of the innocent life of the Southeast National in Madani. You may recall on the 16th of January, Southeast National, a non-combatant civilian, not in uniform, in their houses, they were slaughtered, they were killed by Sudanese armed forces in Wad Madani.
Allegedly, that's what they're saying. It's alleged that
it's not alleged, because some of us, we have seen the video, and we have actually identified some relatives even in those videos.
Okay, so you have now identified some relatives of those who are killed.
I am sure that South Sudanese National were killed in Madani, brutally killed, actually.
Yeah,
and that gave a much and bad reaction, because people were angry at home here in South Sudan, because we thought there was a responsible government in Sudan that can protect life and properties. In the state, the government could not protect the life of South Sudanese national in Madani. In the state, the SAF, the Sudan Armed Forces, went and did that. But before I dwell to that topic, I want to congratulate the people of South Sudan on the peaceful Christmas and peaceful New Year that we have actually enjoyed. And this goes to the organized forces that have protected us in December and the New Year. To come to your question, it is in line with the Constitution that the government is responsible to declare curfew because of that those incidents that has happened. Some idols, youth, went and to some shop and
vandalized properties, looting shops.
Looting happened, and we have seen what happened. So it is a duty of the government of the day to protect life and properties. And of course, the curfew is mandate. It is a mandate of the government. So we do respect what government has just done.
Okay. Tabana kina mix be Arabitana ta junubde Benezbale Kalama Hassel fia matter fat or the man wonu so according to police fi sitashar nasa bo matu o fi Sudanese asa halia nasa manigere mini bit bitum on makan bajur fi juba or bag malata numa nasa kasin fi juba ni fitan fi buluk or fitanika rafi headquarters bilfam or asa nesimitu or anasifta benaharde gangulmon be bonga bas. Fi Gorom refugee settlement. So a reaction to Akuma, are you satisfied with the way the government responded to contain the protests for Junub, Kasene for Juba, or for Awil, for Malakal, or for Malatanin?
Well, to me, we should have been left. You know, Turkan, Khalu, Shabi, you know, Sudan, Yabba, and Rai, and Masira Salmiya, you couldn't be any hard, the Ujuta police, Unas, Yiktub Sharad, Batom, Enu Zalanin, Shan Catalunas, Batana, Pimadan.
Like in Kan, Fifi Muzarat, Amalo Fijamajuba.
Akuma Jawa, Sifta Fis, Akuma Jawa Gofu, Pimanata Kokra Bordo Jawa Gofu. For Dimu Flut, Alakuma Ekali, and Nas Yabba, and Rai, Batom. Hell, Alakuma Giddle. يحمي المواطنين تاع الشمالين والتجار وممتلكات بتاعهم نعم 100% حكومه نجحت يعني حكومه مجهودات كثيره جدا يعني في دقاقين كتار ما كسروا في جنوب السودان بيكوز حكومه جاب جيش وجاب بوليس وجاب سجون وجاب الحياه البريه
كل اورجنايز فورسز
مثلا كل اورجنايز فورسز فدي يعني انا شايف حتى هم الشماليين بيعبروا ان الحكومه وقف كويس وده بيدل انه الحكومه بتاعنا يعني بقى قاعد يفهم شديد حميه بتاع الروح بتاع المواطن وممتلكات بتاعه ويا ريت الحكومه بتاعنا زاد لو كان بيعمل زي الجنوبين زمان ده كله كان بيكون كويس فنعم الحكومه بتاعنا عمل حاجه كويس عمل حمايه للمواطنين الشماليين وعمل حمايه للدراكين بتاعهم وانا نقول للجنوبين انازل للاجئين فروا من دولة بتوم عشان مشاكل
من السودان
عشان يجينا للجنوب دارين انه يكون في سلام الناس برضو في تجار القاعدين في السوق ده الناس حكومة بتوم هناك برضو ما دار هم جروا عشان يجي يقعدوا في جنوب ده من عددنا والتقاليد كجنوبين from our values and ethics انت ما ممكن تقتل زول جار اللي انت في محل بتاعك انت بمسكو انت بهميو من عددنا والتقاليد كجنوبين برضو زول لو جا لو قول انك مراه جا بغر بتاو لبيتك انت بيحفظ ابغار بتاو انت بيحفظ ممتلكات بتاو وانت بكون مسؤول بيو فده واجب للمواطن جنوب السودان انو اخواننا الشماليين ديل نحفظ علوم نقدر نقول معاهم كاخوان لانه الناس الكتلوا الجنوبين في الشمال ما شعب السوداني الناس الكتلوا الجنوبين في الشمال هي حكومه بتاع السودان ونازل جارين من حكومه بتاع السودان فلازم المواطن يفهم انه نازل ما عندهم ذنب الناس قاعدين معنا في جوبا وما شاركوا برضه في
مشاكل بتاع السودان
مشاكل بتاع السودان
اسا اتم كان اسا سيفل سوسايتي الاينس اسا بعد جيت ابو حسن لكله اتم داري شنو من كوميتين تاع السودان وساو السودان تبع نسميتو قال في كوميتي كونو سودان فورم كوميتي تو انفستيجيت كيتل تاع جنوبين أبو في عملو في الجزيرة ستيت إتم دير شنوكا ساو سودان سيفل سوسايتي ألاينس
Yes, first of all, we condemn the incident. Secondly, we have asked for a thorough investigation that shall compose of the South Sudanese nationals or the South Sudan government members should be part of that investigation committee. We ask also for the IGAD and the region and an international community to be part and partial of that investigation committee because we would not have a confidence. Yani ma hakunda nasiga lo khalo le shamalin yani amul tahqiq lana huma al qatlu nas huma al biamul tahqiq fa tahqiq da ma hakunda zih lizalik nahna natalib katahalib manazamat al mujtama wadani li jinub al sudan natalib innu yakun fi tahqiq nasih yusharika fiha hakuma fi jinub al sudan ويشارك فيها الإيجاد ويشارك فيها الريجن وبرضو المجتمع الدولي عشان يكون في يعني يكون في تحقيق شفاف والناس يقتنوا إنه الناس بتاعنا قتلوه وطريقة قتلوهم بهم ده واحد ثاني حاجة we call upon our government to engage the government of Sudan on a lot of things حكومة بتاعنا لازم ينظر في حدود يحمي حدود بتاعنا يعني الناس ما يكوش سنبلة لجنوب السودان يعني هسه وجود حدود بتاعنا مع الشمال ده كله فاتح ناس بكوش سنبلة ما معروف ناس جايين كنازيين امين كلاجئين ولا جايين ذات كقواد من ساب جاي يعمل حاجات تانية في جنوب السودان لأن بكون دم ناس تهم كتير تاد امن انت ما بقدر بعرف فنحن نطالب Now, Kumoptaj in Sudan must protect our borders.
Mm. So, given the challenges we as a country we are going through right now, you think the government have the capacity to also keep monitoring the porous borders we have with Sudan?
Yes, I do believe, because the government has demonstrated that they have a capacity for the last few days, mm-hmm. from January 16 until today. The government provided security for Sudanese traders and the refugees who are in South Sudan territory. Their properties has been in good protection. Their life has been in good protection. You have just mentioned, mm-hmm. The government is actually taking some to the refugee camps.
In Gorom.
In Gorom. That shows that government has the capability.
In fact, this afternoon around 2, I was in town. I saw about 4 Bonga buses parked at Bulug police station, and the Sudanese were boarding, and there was a police escort car ahead, and they were being taken to Gorom, that side. Okay, now, from what you are hearing, you live in Juba here, like I do, following the protests in Juba here that resulted into looting and all this, many shops were closed. Some shops are opening up. From what you are hearing, as the voice of the voiceless, are all the shops open? Major markets like Konyo Konyo, Custom, Gudele, Moniki, are they open right now?
Most of shops have opened, and even last night, mm-hmm. Some shops were open until 8 in the evening. Today, most of the places are open as we speak, so the life is going to normal. I can say that for South Sudanese.
Mm-hmm.
The life is going very normal here in Juba. Some places outside of Juba also, they are resuming their daily life.
Mm-hmm.
And this goes back also to the contribution of the organized forces, as I mentioned. So what we need, Sante Martin, is just a political will. If there is political will, thing can be done.
Yeah.
You have seen that our forces have provided security for Sudanese nationals. And if they were to continue to do that, even for our own citizens, I'm sure we'll have a
you
secure
keep
South
going
Sudan.
Back to our own citizens. Now, the Ministry of Foreign Affairs, in the beginning of all these social media circulation images we are seeing, the Undersecretary in the Ministry of Foreign Affairs of South Sudan had a press conference, a joint press conference with the Sudanese ambassador to South Sudan, and the ministry announced that they were asking the Sudanese government to provide security for the staff, the embassy staff in Port Sudan, to have a secular visit to the place to go and talk to the victims or the relatives of the victims of South Sudan who were killed in Wader Medini. So are you following up with them? Because these are some of the things as a civil society should be following. Are you following up? How far have they gone now? Have we reached out to the Minister of Foreign Affairs to find out what's going on?
Well, we really tried a couple of times, and the last attempt was to meet the Minister of Foreign Affairs, who was actually traveling, and we had failed. The only politician who availed herself at that time was the Minister of Interior and the Deputy Minister of Interior, whom we met in their office. And, of course, we kept engaging other institutions to know what is happening. Indeed, the Ministry of Foreign Affairs has a mandate, actually, to follow up with the South Sudanese National to know how is the situation in the country, how are they living, who are affected by this incident, how many are dead, those who need assistance, they need to be helped. But nevertheless, we have not gotten a report from the Ministry of Foreign Affairs.
So do you have any hope in this consular visit or services the ministry is trying to render to those people, the Sudanese, the South Sudanese who are affected in those states? Because also, are you worried about many South Sudanese who are still caught up in this conflict in Sudan, and what can be done to support them in case some of them want to come back?
I'm very worried. But believe me, we are not good at that, because when the war erupted in Sudan last year, I mean, for the couple of months,
over a year ago,
other countries, they took their nationals, they took planes to Khartoum, to Port Sudan.
Even vehicles,
and they took their nationals. There was no attempt from South Sudan.
But there was an initiative to bring South Sudanese, if I remember, people were being brought by plane to the neighboring...
That was in South Sudan territory.
Mm-hmm.
I have seen people taken from
Fallujah.
From Poloj.
To Juba.
From Reng to... Why would you even bring them to Juba or to other... You should take them to their state of resident instead of bringing them to Juba. So what I'm trying to say is taking South Sudanese from Khartoum or Port Sudan, that initiative was not there.
Mm-hmm.
So sometimes you feel like, okay, is our government really, do they really care about South Sudanese nationals who are out of the country?
What would you like them to do? These are people who went there voluntarily. Maybe some of them fled the conflict in South Sudan, and some of them were even born there. Some of them were there before the CPA. So what would you like the government to do?
You engage them, tell them it is better dangerous to stay in Sudan, there's war, come back home. There are those who can make it voluntarily, like during the war, yes, some families were able to bring their loved one from Sudan to South Sudan. And of course, it is very important also, if you have anything to take your people back to South Sudan, such plan could have been done, like, because other countries have done it.
Mm-hmm.
And we are part of all this network.
Yes.
So Asa, at least Ali Anasa,
Ali Anasa, Bagdara Musunasa, beside the Junibinabu, guiding fi Marakis Barabara fi Sudan, and they are caught up in this war, and they are living in serious fear. Akumata Junob Bagdara Musunasa, Ali Anasa, beside Jamadel.
Akuma Junobindu Masulia, in Ikalam Mahakuma Sudan. Shariyahmi, Nas Bitana da Unakala Mamanazmada Dolia. Bima fi Red Cross Umanazmada Dolia Okra. Bima fi UN. Inu you said the Junubin the Adinaju, the Junubusan, the Saidum Shaneju. Akuba Bodo in the Urula. Yeah, the Lopimonatica Amina. Munkin name she la Junubin from Monatic Debra Tirat, where you will let Junubusan. Daniel Mortonin, Hindum Hugu, or Wajibat Fidol of Tajibusan. Now, Finnas will dump in Sudan, the Manharab, Lakina Dolan Gossip, Begina Sublan Estate, and then a dollar Raima Bezatia, were then more than in Batana, and them hack in a joined. For a door Batana, Bukun door to the Taway, and the Kalam del Osser, and the Kalam del Asahab, and the Kalam de Kulu Junobi, and Biesma Sword Nakamita Madene, and no Aselek Tajala, you know, Sudan. Until Agram Halek. Fi arada jinu Sudan lo fi rang wala followed wala ay mal grip dal fi hudud jinu Sudan u balag nafsak le jeja jinu Sudan wala the authorities they will take care of you.
Okay, and given the killing of South Sudanese in Jazeera State and the retaliation by South Sudanese in some parts of South Sudan, does it have any bearing on the relationship between South Sudan and Sudan? Any impact?
Of course. Mahakuna muna shub and fasna kashabin fidolatin. Nahanin tariq. We were one Sudan.
Mm-hmm.
And then we separated in
2011.
So it is true we have a rich culture between South Sudanese and Sudanese, and we thought those Sudanese refugees who came to Juba or in other cities, this is second home for them. And South Sudanese who are in Madani, they felt it was second home for them because they have been there and some were born there. Unfortunately, what happened is that the government that is responsible for the people, whether refugees or the citizen, this is the government that kill our people. So I don't think we can trust the government of Sudan,
mm-hmm.
in my views. It is up to the government of South Sudan whether they are going to trust the current government. But for me, as an activist...
Does it have these two scenarios? the killing in Sudan and the retaliation in South Sudan. Does it affect the relationship between the government of Sudan and South Sudan? Some people say there's no government in Sudan, but still we have
the Supreme Council.
Yes, in Port Sudan, who are trying, running and fighting the rebel group. So does it have any bearing, effect between the relationship in this, between these two countries?
Yes, it does.
Mm-hmm.
It has a lot of impact.
Mm-hmm.
Because the both parties or the two governments used to have a smooth relationship.
Mm-hmm.
But this killing has made some obstacles now, because the trust that was built, that was there, is no longer being counted mm-hmm. for. Secondly, our people here in South Sudan, they still believe that those Sudanese nationals and traders, they ran away from war, and you can see the reaction. It is not the same like what Sudanese have done.
Yeah.
So yes, it has an impact in the relationship between the government of Sudan and South Sudan. It has impact even on the peace negotiation between the Sudan Supreme Council and the opposition in Sudan.
Mm-hmm.
Because remember, we happen to be mediators for that peace. We happen to be granted for that peace.
Mm-hmm.
So it can
and
affect.
We happen to be the immediate neighbor.
This is what we are saying.
Yeah.
So of course it will affect. Of course.
Okay. Now, what can the two countries do right now to salvage the situation? Because war is still going on in Sudan. The South Sudanese who are living in Sudan are still living in fear. Even the Sudanese who are here at the moment are also living in fear. That's why they can't go back to where they were living before. Instead, they prefer to go to a refugee settlement like what is happening here in Gorum. What can the two countries do right now to at least solve the problem of protecting civilians, like what the government of South Sudan did by deploying forces to protect lives and properties?
Unfortunately, the government of Sudan, they have their forces that were deployed in those areas, like in Madani.
Mm.
But instead of protecting civilians, they killed civilians, South Sudan national. So المطلوب من حكومة السودان إنه يحمي المواطنين الشماليين والجنوبيين. المطلوب من حكومة السودان إنه يعمل تحقيق نزيحة يشمل فيها يعني الناس كيفية الناس اللي قتلهم كيف. نحن لازم نعرف قتلوا الناس ده كيف. نعرف برضو القائد كان مسؤول ده منه وكم ناس قتلوا في المدني والمناطق الأخرى في السودان. ولازم في التحقيق ده برضو يكون في حكومة جنوب السودان في التحقيق والجهات الدولية يكون في التحقيق. بعدك لما يكون جاهز حكومة السودان يكون جاهز لحماية المواطن, نحن بنكون نقول خلاص ممكن نتعامل مع هذا الحكومة. بالنسبة لحكومة جنوب السودان, we have seen that how government has illustrated leadership by protecting life and properties. وتشوفت لو ما كان حكومة الشعب ده كله لو كان طلع وهم زعلانين كان بكسر الدراكين تاع الشماليين كان بقتل الناس كتار. لكن لأنه الحكومة دخلت وقيادات تاع المجتمع المدني والسلاطين والإداريين في 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 بلجس وفي مراهات ناس كلموا قال لا ناس ده ما يقتلوا الناس بتاعنا. ناس زي المواطنين جروا من الهرب, انتم خلوا ما تقتلوهم.
اوكي.
عشان كده هسه انا بقول المواطن الشمالي يطمن, لانه نحن كلامنا مع مواطنين حقنا وليله كلامك الدواكين فاتحين شمالين شغالين.
هاي.
نعم.
اوكي. Our lines are open. You can call us on 0912067879 or 0912067929, or you can also call us on 0912068101. And before we begin picking calls, names fi modu tani muhimu hasa aliye nasa fi Nairobi, Kenya, the government delegation traveled to Kenya over the weekend, and yesterday the Tumaini Peace Initiative resumed. with consultation. There was a joint meeting yesterday in the afternoon between the government, the opposition, and today the government actually did their presentation. Remember last year, before the talks were adjourned on the 14th of December, the government wanted to present their paper on the relationship between the Tumaini Peace Initiative and the RRCs of 2018, because the government believed that some of the protocols that were initial before, they have too much repetitions on what is already here in the agreement and being implemented. So the opposition were just doing copy and paste. But finally today, this afternoon, the government was allowed to present, and they did a presentation for over 4 hours in Nairobi. Now the opposition says, yes, they're going to study the paper and respond accordingly. So what is your response towards the resumption of the Tumaini Peace Initiative in Nairobi?
Well, for us, we welcome the resumption. This is very important. It is also a good step to see that the government is committed this time, and we hope that the parties will negotiate faithfully to reach an agreement. This talk, as you may remember, it used to be in Rome, mm-hmm. but it took years without realizing that the parties have gone positively to sign the peace agreement. It was an initiative from the president. President Kiir wrote to President Ruto asking for Kenya to facilitate the peace talk between the Hollywood group and the government of national unity. It is very, very important that our government recommit itself to the negotiation and also the Hollywood group. But we are concerned as Civil Society Alliance, because any peace talk without other groups, like you have Kitgum group, it is divided now. Uling is already with the government. General Garwich is still on the other side. And we feel also for his group to be part of this initiative. I understand Thomas, General Thomas Shirilo, was part of it, and I hope still part of the peace talk now. And if he's not part of it, then how would you call it? Because it has to be comprehensive. We need all the whole our group to be in this peace talk initiative. Leaving one group, I don't see that we are bringing an end to the conflict. Also, other political parties, if they want to participate, they should be allowed. Stakeholders, I have seen also, not everybody is invited in that talk. There are some stakeholders who were not invited mm-hmm. to attend. And of course, I'm very positive. We will see something in few days.
Okay, with the opposition group accepting the government to present their report or paper on what they think should not be included in the Tumaini, and also the opposition accepting that, yes, the Tumaini, because that's what the government is saying, that they want whatever is agreed in Nairobi through this Tumaini peace initiative should be an annex to the current agreement. It should not replace the RRCs. And now today the government was given that chance to present it, and now we wait to hear the response from the opposition group. So are you optimistic that this time around a deal may be reached quickly?
Of course. This is a negotiation. Each yeah. parties are supposed to present that position paper to the mediators. Mm-hmm. And after mediators reach to the parties and read their position, this is where you can bring the two parties together and negotiate on their position paper. Mm-hmm. So it is obvious that the government should have been allowed from day one for them to present their position paper. That happened also to the opposition. They have a right also
yeah.
to present their position paper, and then you negotiate on the two position and bring compromise. You compromise Of course, you are not negotiating for yourself.
Mm-hmm.
You are negotiating for the people of South Sudan. Because both parties, the government and Hollow Group, they are claiming that they are representing the people of South Sudan. So I ask for the compromise. I have for readiness to bring peace to our people. But leaving any group out, I don't see it's a permanent solution. So okay. I need everybody to be on board.
Okay, because right now, like you are raising concern about those who are still not joining the talks, like General Thomas Sirilo, Simon Gatwich, and others. Don't you think it is getting a little bit late for them to join the talks now, because the Tumaini Peace Initiative is almost coming to a conclusion? How will they be included at this late stage of a peace negotiation?
They have to be persuaded.
Mm-hmm.
They have to be engaged. The IGAD has to come in. The East African community has to come in. International community has to come in. And we, the stakeholders, the church, civil society, we have to come in and engage them.
Mm-hmm.
That there's a need to have peace in our country. We don't want violence. We want peace in this country. Should we continue knocking doors, their doors, I believe they will listen to the people of South Sudan.
Okay.
Leaving them out is another trouble. And believe me, and this is my conclusion in this matter, leaving out these two generals, that agreement will mean nothing to the people of South Sudan.
Okay. Yes, you can call us right now on 0912067879 and talk to us. I have with me here in the studio the chairperson of South Sudan Civil Society Alliance, Coach Ajang, and we are discussing about the recent demonstration in the country that led to the loss of life, and also the resumption of the Tumaini Peace Initiative between the government and opposition in Nairobi, Kenya. Hello?
Sunny Martin.
Yes. James.
Oh, yes, how are you?
I'm good.
Thank you. I would like to know from the civil society activists, the ongoing peace initiative, it was not today event. It had been there since the second years of our access in 2018, and this whole out group abstained themselves, and it was initiated in Rome. Again, it did not reach the deadlocks. But today, they initiated to be Tumaini Initiative in Kenya. And you might have seen the recent tension where government delegations and the whole out group did not come to consensus, and each refused to declare the collapse of the negotiation. Now, are you sure the fees that is needed is going to be achieved in this? And the other thing, let us really be honest in some point, government delegation were not about to go back when they formed this recent alliance. This were now government delegation have pressure, and they are now making more questioning to Kenyan government. Are you sure is this really going to make the impact? Because leaving out the other general, as you mentioned, will also create havocs.
Mm.
And are you also willing to participate to approach the whole out group like Soma Trilo, Gadwig Dwal, and other group who are still fighting the government? Are you ready as stakeholders to engage such people to join the fifth negotiation? Lastly, are we in position to bring a sustainable peace to the country?
Okay.
Thank you.
Thank you so much, sir. James from Juba here. Yes, Ajang, maybe you can answer these three questions. What can be done to bring a sustainable peace in the country? Second question is, are you also engaging these generals who have refused to come and participate in the talks in Nairobi, Kenya, because, like you mentioned, they are very critical to a sustainable peace in South Sudan?
Well, yes. I acknowledge that some of this whole out group, they signed the current peace agreement, the cessation of hostilities when we were in Khartoum in 2018.
Yeah.
And I was there. And also when we were in Addis, a lot of documents were signed. They have not only signed the last peace document that was signed on September 12, 2018, because they have refused. I am also sure that if we engage all the opposition, they will be able to listen, because the pressure from home, from their families, from their relatives, from their friend, from the region, from the government of the Republic of South Sudan, they will really know that the people are serious to engage them in peace. Are we talking to them? Of course, we are South Sudanese citizens. You cannot talk to the rebel unless you are permitted by the government.
Mm-hmm.
So there's no way we can talk to Thomas or talk to Gatwich Dwell unless we are permitted by the government of the Republic of South Sudan.
As an alliance, are you willing to, if you are given the permission?
Of course. Even if even when they used to be in negotiation in peace premises, like in Addis Ababa or in Khartoum,
yeah,
we used to talk to them, of course. Because by in those environments, you are allowed to chat with them, you are allowed to engage them. But you cannot make a phone call to a rebel leader and tell them, you know what, I want you to come home. I want peace. No.
You have
to be permitted by the government of the Republic of South Sudan. So, yes, we are appealing for our government to give chances to the civil society leaders, to the chief, to the church leaders, to engage this haul-out group so that they can come on board and make sure that we have a comprehensive peace. To be sincere, we are South Sudanese. We know each other.
Mm-hmm.
Who has armed those groups that we are negotiating with them in Nairobi as we speak? Who has more arms? Who is engaging in the South Sudan government in battles? Are those generals? Now, it is true, Kit Gwang is not as strong like the way it used to be because it divided.
Yeah.
Agbalek has been part of the government for the last couple months. And, of course, General Johnson Wuling has been appointed as a deputy chief of staff, so he's part of the government. But yet, we still need to engage those people. As per Thomas Shiril, we still need to engage him to come on board. And this, you call it peace. It is not an event, as you mentioned, yes. It is a process. So as leaders of civil society, we are saying a comprehensive peace agreement is needed. Partial agreement will not help, because you will still need to negotiate with them tomorrow.
Mm-hmm.
And that is not going to help the people of South Sudan.
Okay. Sustainable peace, what can be done to bring a sustainable peace? That's what James was asking at the moment. And he was also saying that maybe the government delegation left quickly to Nairobi after the summer group renamed itself as the United People's Alliance, and now it has a military wing. So maybe that should have made the government delegation to quickly go to Nairobi for the talks.
Well, I don't know about that. It is government to answer that. But for me, as South Sudanese leader in civil society, we want peace and we want a peaceful South Sudan. How can we bring peace? We engage the political parties who are here in South Sudan, the whole out group, and everybody in this nation. We must engage them in a positive language that we must have peace in our country through negotiation, through dialogues, we can have peace. And also, I don't encourage violence. I don't encourage rebellion, because rebellion take life and properties, because the rebels and government, when they fight, we lose as citizens. Mm-hmm. We lose our life, we lose our properties. So we want a stable country, a peaceful nation. We don't want fighting, we want peace.
Okay, some questions coming in here from Andrea Camilo from Pagao area, and he says, I think this was asked before, what can the two governments of South Sudan and the government of Sudan do right now to contain this tension which is boiling among its citizens following the killing of South Sudanese in Sudan, what can be done right now by the two governments of these two countries? Another one here is coming from Anbiko from Yambio in Western Equatorial State, and says, these two generals have just mentioned their name, Gatwich Duol and General Thomas Sirleaf, are very significant for peace, for a sustainable peace in South Sudan. What more can be done, given the fact that both sides have been persuaded to join the talks, but yet they have declined?
Well, for Sudan, I have already talked about it.
Yeah.
That what government of Sudan need to do, we need a thorough investigation that should, and this committee shall have South Sudanese nationals, or government of South Sudan must be part of that investigation committee, the IGAD, East Africa, international community, so that we can know what happened exactly. We need accountability. We need justice, and for those who have lost their life, and it is very important to know how they were killed, who killed them, and those.
Is it possible, because that's a war zone? Do you believe that that is possible to identify the culprits and?
Of course, there was a commander in charge. Mm. This is the armed forces. Yeah. This is not a civilian who killed South Sudanese.
Yeah.
So of course, the commander who was in charge that day knows who was commanding.
Yeah.
So yes, it can be achieved.
Okay.
We also need an apology from the president of Sudan. We haven't heard any apology from the president of Sudan.
Mm-hmm.
So we need an apology from the president of Sudan. We need also.
We saw yesterday on the social media some armed group apologizing for South Sudanese.
No, I'm talking about government.
I'm sure you have seen that.
No, I'm talking about government, not opposition.
Mm-hmm.
So we need an apology from the government of Sudan. This is one.
Okay. The generals. For Anbiko, this question.
Not from, generals, the head of.
Okay, because of the time, this question from Anbiko in
Gambia.
The two generals.
The government of South Sudan has done their part.
Mm-hmm.
They have protected life and properties of Sudanese national. For the two generals, I have already mentioned.
Yeah.
It is very important that we engage them. They have to be part of the field talk in Nairobi. Otherwise, it would not be comprehensive.
Okay.
Yes, this is our position.
And finally, and briefly, you are a member of RGMEC and you are the chairperson of the Civil Society Alliance. Since the last time there was this RGMEC extraordinary meeting, ever since we have never seen anything happening, and people don't know exactly what is happening now with the implementation of the RRCs after the extension was done. As a member of RGMEC and as somebody signatory to the 2018 agreement, what is happening now? What is being implemented as per your knowledge with this current peace process over 2018?
Well, what happened in the last meeting, it was the extension for another 24 months.
Mm-hmm. And what is being implemented now, as far as your knowledge?
We're supposed to have phase two for the security arrangement. We're supposed to have a commission for truth, reconciliation and healing, supposed to be established because the law was prepared by then. So there are very few that are being implemented. Even meetings are being postponed due to the that government is engaged in the Tamaini initiative. So there are very few activities that are being implemented as we speak.
And with all these ups and downs, do you think we can beat the deadline and have election in 2026, given the slow pace?
Well, if there is political will from the leadership, yes, we can have an election. If there are resources for election, we can have election. If there is a commitment from the parties to peace agreement, then we can have election. But the question is, are these politicians ready for election? The question is, why do politicians go for election? They go for election to get position. And now a lot of politicians are already in position, whether in executive or in parliament. We have the largest parliament in the Republic of South Sudan seen the creation of this country.
Okay.
So it is going to be upon the politician, but we have to engage them.
All right.
We have to engage the politician to accept the election.
Thank you so much, Coach Ajang, the chairperson of the South Sudan Civil Society Alliance, and that's what we have for you this evening. My name is Annie Martin.